We're continuing in Gemara Makos Bikias. We're on Dav Ches and Mabez. We're up to the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ha'av gola al yidei haben. The father will go to Golus, will go to Ir Miklat, if he unintentionally kills his son. Okay, the Gemara is going to question that because we seem to say not like that earlier. Continues the Mishnah, V'haben gola al yidei ha'av. The son will go to Ir Miklat through the father, meaning if he unintentionally kills his father. Continues the Mishnah, Hakol Golin al Yidei Yisrael. Everyone goes to Ir Miklat for killing a Yisrael. When the Mishnayis use the word Hakol, everyone, the Gemara often asks, as it will over here, Hakol Lasuye Mai. What does it mean, Hakol? Who is Hakol coming to include? So everyone goes to Ir Miklat for killing a Yisrael. V'Yisrael golin al yidehen, and Yisrael goes to Ir Miklat for killing others. Chutz, with an exception. What's the exception? Chutz mi ger toshav. With the exception of ger toshav, says Rashi, chutz mi ger toshav, she'ein Yisrael gola al yado. If Yisrael unintentionally kills a ger toshav, the Yisrael will not go to Golus. What is a ger toshav? So, what we normally call a ger is really a ger tzedek. That's a real live convert. Someone who's an Eina Yehudi, who accepts upon himself to keep all the mitzvahs, goes to a proper bezdin, and he converts, and we call him a convert, and he is a Yisrael, a Jew, l'chol davar, for everything. This is not a ger tzedek. This is a ger toshev. A ger toshev is someone who remains as a non-Jew, but he accepts upon himself to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, the seven Noahide laws. What those are, a person should do further research, but that's not the topic of this year. Continues the Mishnah, V'ger Toshav Eina Gola, Ela Aidei Ger Toshav. A Ger Toshav will not go to Golus unless he kills a Ger Toshav. There's a little aleph over here after the word ger toshav in the Mishnah, aleph with brackets. That sends us to Hagos Hagra, the notes of the Vilna Gaon. And he changes the girsa over here. If we ger toshav, go la ayedei ger toshav kein tzarech lomar. V'chein hu l'kama daf tesam and aleph ubi yushalmi. The Gra tells us that what should be said over here is not that a ger toshav will not go to Golus for killing anyone but a ger toshav, but rather, if a ger toshav kills a ger toshav, he goes to Ir Miklat. But if he kills a regular Yisrael, sounds like he will also go to Ir Miklat, according to the Gra's version of the Mishnah. According to our version of the Mishnah, it sounds like he will not go to Ir Miklat. Now, this is very important. When the Vilna Gaon changes the Nusach of the Gemara of the Mishnayis, which he does, he took this very seriously. He fasted for days, and he went through all of the entire Torah. And you see here, he's supporting the change in the Mishnah with the Gemara Daf Tes and the Yerushalmi. It's not something that he took lightly, and certainly not something that the rest of us can try at home. Okay, GM continues the Gemara, or starts the Gemara. GM is Gemara. Ha'av gola ayidei ben. So the Mishnah told us that the father would go to Golus through the son by unintentionally killing his son. Asked the Gemara, Baha Amras, but we said earlier, Yatzo Ha'av Hamakez Beno. It comes to exclude a father who hits his son. Where do we see that? That was the last line of the previous Mishnah. On Daf Chesam and Aleph. That if a father unintentionally kills his son, so then he doesn't go to Ir Miklat. So how could our Mishnah say he does go to Ir Miklat? So that's a contradiction in the two Mishnayis. V'ha'amras, but you said, Yatza ha'av, it comes to exclude a father. Amak ez b'no, answers the Gemara, dig gamir, that he is learning, like from the word Gemara. So the Gemara asks, V'ha'amras, but you said, abagav the gamir, mitzvah ka'avid. But that's not a good answer, points out the Gemara, because we discussed that already on Dav Chesam and Aleph. And we said that even if the son is learning, there's still a mitzvah for a father to be machanech his children, and chinuch in the good old days involves some good patches and good slaps. So he answers the Gemara. So even though his son's learning and he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, it's still considered a mitzvah, and if he's involved in doing a mitzvah, he's not going to go to Eir Miklat. So what's our Mishnah talking about? Answers the Gemara, Bishulya Dinagri. I don't know exactly what that means. A Nagar is a carpenter. Bishulya Dinagri means that he's teaching his son not Gemara, he's teaching him a profession. Exactly what Shulya is, I'm not sure. Not a Nagar is a carpenter. Shulya Dinagri means he's teaching him a trait. Ask the Gemara, Shulya Dinagri, Chiyusihi Delamdei. So if he's teaching him a trade, that's chiyusa, that's life, that's in order to live, to support himself. Delamde, he's teaching him. That's also a mitzvah. So even if he's involved in teaching him a profession, and that's why he's teaching him a trade, and that's why he has to smack his kid, that's still involved in a mitzvah, still should not go to Eir Miklat. And so the Gemara, Degomir Umnusa Achrisi, that he learned Umnusa Achrisi, a different Umnus. A different trade. This is a second trade. He's already a carpenter. Now you're going to teach him to be a plumber. There's no mitzvah to give your son a second profession. The mitzvah to give your son a first profession. And therefore, in such a case, he will go to Golus if he's involved in hitting his child in the pursuit of a second trade, which is no longer considered a mitzvah. And that's how we answer the contradiction between this Mishnah and the previous Mishnah. Continues the Gemara. Haben Gola Aidea Av. That's a quote from the Mishnah. The son will go to Golos by unintentionally killing his father. Uriminhi, the Gemara asks Akasha. The Pasuk says, Maket Nefesh. Where's this Pasuk? In Bamir Belamed Hey, where most of the Psukim of Eir Miklat are found. The Pasuk there says, the second half of the Pasuk, Vina Shama Rotzeach Maket Nefesh Bishgaga. He will run there. Where is there? To the Eir Miklat. One is a rotzeach, a murderer. Maken nefesh bishgaga, one who kills someone bishogeg, unintentionally. What do we learn now from maken nefesh? It's extra words. Says the Gemara, quotes the Braisa, prat lemake aviv. It comes to exclude one who hits his father and unintentionally kills him. He doesn't go to Eir Miklat. So he asks the Gemara, our Mishnah says that the son goes to Eir Miklat for unintentionally killing his father, but the Gemara quotes a Braisa that if he unintentionally kills his father, he does not go to Eir Miklat. So the Gemara is going to have two answers. The harder answer and the easier answer. We'll start with the more difficult answer, the more complicated and involved answer. Amar Rav Kahana, said Rav Kahana, lo kasha. It's not a contradiction. The Mishnah and the Braisa are not contradicting each other. Harab Shimon v'harabanan. One is going according to Reb Shimon, and one is going according to the Rabbanan. Who's Reb Shimon, and who's Rabbanan? Okay. So Reb Shimon and Rabbanan have a machlokes in Kol Torah Kula. We have four misos bezdin. There are four death penalties that the bezdin will use to kill a convicted criminal. Skila, death by stoning. Sreifa, death by burning. Hereg, death by beheading. And chenek, death by strangulation. So the Rabbanan understands, and the way we normally say it over, is in that order. Skila, then sreifa, then hereg, and then chenek. That's the order of severity. However, Reb Shimon switches number one and number two, and he switches number three and number four. How is that relevant to us? Okay, so let's see. Look at the third wide line of Rashi. Third wide line of Rashi, the Reb Shimon de Amar. B'Sanhedrin Perek Dalid Misos. Okay, Reb Shimon holds, found in Sanhedrin, Chenek Chamor Misayef. Sayef is hereg. It means death by the sword, death by beheading. So Reb Shimon holds that death by strangulation is more severe than death by the sword. Ule Didei. And according to Reb Shimon, Ha-horeg es aviv b'chenek, one who kills his father is chayav chenek, death by strangulation. Now, one who is convicted of murder is chayav death, sayef or hereg, death by beheading. One who wounds his father, he punches his father in the nose, God forbid, gives him a bloody nose, so just wounds his father, he's chayav misa. Which misa? He's chayav chenek. Now we know that we have a rule. The rule is called Kimle Bidarabamine. We do not give, well, anyway, by death, you can't give two death penalties. You can only kill him once. But in general, you don't give two punishments. This is discussed at length in the first parak of Makkos. The last parak of Makkos, this is discussed a lot. But anyway, here, it's a very simple situation. You can't kill someone twice. So the rule is, Kimle Bidarabamine, we give the stricter punishment. So according to the Rabban, so he's chayev two death penalties. He's chayev death hereg for killing someone, and he's chayev chenek for wounding his father, whom he happened to kill. So which death penalty are we going to give him? So according to the Rabban, the hereg is worse. We're going to give him hereg. According to Reb Shimon, the chenek is worse. Death by strangulation, we're going to give him chenek. So let's see that continuing in the Rashi, Dibar Maskel, Reb Shimon, the Omar, line, fifth wide line, or fourth wide line, end of the line again, Hahorig Aviv Chayev Shtei Misos. One who kills his father is Chayev two death penalties. Sha'ose Chabura Ba'aviv, one who wounds his father, Mina Nichnakin, he's Chayev Chenek, he is from those that are strangled. Mina Nichnakin Hein, comma. V'maken nefesh, one who kills someone, min haneheragin, he's chayev hereg, or sayef, death by beheading. V'kan, and here, yesh chaburos aviv uretzicha, he's done two things wrong. He's wounded his father, by killing him, and he's murdered someone, namely his father. Ule Reb Shimon, the Amar Chenek Chamor, Reb Shimon, who holds that strangulation is more severe, im haya zeh mezid, if he did it b'mezid, Haya b'chenek, he would get chenek, because Reb Shimon holds that chenek is worse than herek. He's chayev both. He gets the stricter one. Reb Shimon says chenek is worse. He's going to get chenek. V'achshav shu shogeg, but now that he did it unintentionally, lo nitna shigagasa lekapara begalus. Galus, ir miklat, was given as a kapara to atone for someone who would have been chayev herek had he done it b'mezit. But according to Reb Shimon, had he done it b'mezid, he wouldn't be chayev hereg. He would only be chayev chenek. Not only. He'd be chayev chenek. Chenek is worse, according to Reb Shimon. V'achshav shu shogeg, but now that he did unintentionally, lo nitna shigagasa lekapara begalus. His shogeg is not given for atonement with galus. Why? In nitna Torah kapara l'shigasayev shikala, because according to Reb Shimon, Saif, hereg, beheading, is kala. It's more lenient than death by strangulation. In nitna nasna Torah kapara, if the Torah gave atonement, l'shigiga saif, for someone who did b'shogeg, unintentionally, something that had he done, b'mezid, b'chayiv, saif, shikala, which is lighter, lo nasna kapara, l'shigiga chenek. The Torah did not give atonement for someone who's chayiv chenek. And therefore, according to Reb Shimon, if he unintentionally kills his father, he's not going to galus. Why? Because had he done it b'mezid, he wouldn't get hereg. He would get chenek. And chenek, he holds, is worse than hereg. And therefore, so if it's worse, why can't we send him to galus? So the death penalty in Judaism is not just you're a bad boy and we're going to punish you. It's a kapara. It's an atonement. And if it's not the proper atonement, we're not going to do it. Oh, he deserves worse. Right, he deserves worse. But we don't have something worse. So what are we going to do? So we're not going to just send him to Ir Miklat if it doesn't fit. So here it doesn't fit because Chenek is worse. So sending him to Golos, to Ir Miklat, is not going to be enough of an atonement. If it's not going to be enough of an atonement, then we're not going to send him at all. That's Reb Shimon's side of the equation. And therefore, that's the Brisa. The Brisa is according to Reb Shimon. One who kills his father is not going to go to Ir Miklat. Why not? Ir Miklat's there to atone b'shogeg if someone did something that's chayev hereg. But he did something that's worse, according to Reb Shimon. It's chayev chenek. And chenek does not have an atonement if done b'shogeg through Ir Miklat. Continue in the Rashi. Next, Dibur Maskil. Ule Rabbanon, the Amri Saif Chomer. According to the Rabbanon, who say that beheading is more severe than Chenek. Saif Chomer Michenek. Saif Hereg is more strict than Chenek. And death by strangulation. So then, Horeg Aviv, if he kills his father, Shigesayifu. He's chayav two death penalties. Which one is he going to get? Had he done it b'mezid? Had he done it intentionally? He would get the beheading. Sayif. Rashi, Shari ilu mezid haya, had he done it b'mezid, nido b'chamura, he would get the stricter one, which according to the Rabbana, she's sayif. The shig is sayif. Someone who kills intentionally gets sayif. One who kills unintentionally goes to Yermikla. Shig is sayif. Nitna lekapara begalus. He can get an atonement by going to Eir Mikla because he is basically, had he done it b'mezid, he'd be chayev hereg / sayev, and therefore b'shogeg he can go to Eir Mikla as opposed to b'shimin. He's going to get the stricter one. B'shimin holds the chenek is stricter. Chenek does not have a shogeg equivalent to provide for kapara. So let's see that now inside the words of the Gemara. Let's start again. From the two dots. Haben gol aide av. The son goes to Golas by killing the father. As the Gemara, Tana Idik, contradiction or Reminhi, we have a stira. Mak and Nefesh, the Pasuk says, Mak and Nefesh, Prat that comes to Exud, Mak ke Aviv, one who hits his father. Amar of Kahana, so does the son go to Golas for killing his father or not? Amar of Kahana, Lokash, it depends. Harab Shimon, Harabanan, it depends. One opinion is like Reb Shimon, one opinion is like the Rabbanan. Now we know what Reb Shimon says, now we know what the Rabbanan says, and now we hopefully understand what the Gemara is saying. Let's read it in the Gemara. Le Reb Shimon, the Amar Chenek Chamor Misayev, Reb Shimon holds, strangulation is worse than Sayev. Shiga Sayev Nitna Lekapara. One who would have been Chayev Sayev, had he done it, b'mezid, it's a regular murderer, if he does it b'shogeg, it's Nitna Lekapara, it's given for atonement to go to your mikla. But Shiga Chenek, but according to Reb Shimon, he gets chenek, because chenek is stricter. According to Reb Shimon, she gets chenek lo nitna kapara. But there is no kapara for someone who does something b'shogeg that had he done it b'mezid would get chenek. Only by hereg / sayif, not by chenek. So according to Reb Shimon, it's not going to provide for an atonement, and therefore he's not going to go to Eir Mikla. Continues the Gemara. But the Rabbanan, the Amri Sayif, Chomri Chenek, according to the Rabbanan, who hold that Sayif is worse than Chenek. So Horek Ovi Bishogeg, one who kills his father Bishogeg unintentionally, Shigi Sayifu. This is a Shkaga, an unintentional thing that had he done it, but made it be Chayif Sayif. Vishiga, that's like a regular murder case. Vishigat Sayif, Nitna Lekapara. And one who kills Bishogeg has a kapara. One who's, Shiga Sayif means one who's Chayiv Hereg / Sayif. Had he done it b'mezid, which is a regular murderer, and if he did it b'shogeg, it's Nitna Lekapara. It's given for atonement to go to Eir Mikla. And so here's like a regular case. Just like a regular murderer is Chayiv beheading, so too, according to the Rabbanan, one who kills his father is also Chayiv to be, it's Chayiv death penalty of Hereg / Sayif beheading, because that's the more severe according to the Rabbanan, and therefore if he does a b'shogeg, he can go to Eir Miklat. Continues the Gemara. Rava Amar, Rava has a different answer, a much calmer answer to the contradiction. Rava Amar, you know what the Braisa means when it says Prat Lamakia Aviv. Prat, it doesn't mean he killed his father. Rava says, no, we didn't understand the Gemara. We didn't say the Braisa. Prat osecha bura ba'aviv b'shogeg. It comes to exclude one who wounds his father b'shogeg. What does it mean, wounding? When do you see a person go to Eir Mikla for wounding someone? So explains Rava. Sal gedaita chamina. SDA. Sal gedaita chamina. I might think, kevan b'mezid bar k'talahu. Since if he would do it b'mezid on purpose, bar k'talahu is chayav misa. If he punches his father in the nose, makes him bleed, is chayav misa. So if he does it unintentionally, he's playing ball with his father, which you have to be very, very careful about, and he elbows his father in the nose by accident, b'shogeg, so you might think, if he would do it b'mezid, he'd be chayav misa. Now that he did it b'shogeg, he should go to Eir Mikla. B'shogeg not b'ligli. If he did b'shogeg, he should go to Golos, KML. K'mash Malon. He does not go to Golos for wounding his father, even though had he done it intentionally, he'd be chayav misa. Eir Mikla is reserved for murder, not for wounding even one's parent, which is liable to a death penalty had he done it b'mezid.